the divine enlightenment. The power is in your hand. In today's episode, we'll be continuing our series on the art of living in the now. And today's topic is the second part of getting real. What are your ideals? What are your values? Are you real? Claim the power of personal integrity. The divine enlightenment. Getting real, the second part in the series. Let's take a couple of deep breaths in through our nose, out through our mouth before we get started. Let's take two more. And one more. Now let's look around you. What's in the sky? What's in front of you? Is the wind blowing? Is the sun shining? Now let's dive into our topic. Reclaim your power to choose. You have to understand that your life is a choice. I hate to break it to you. The way you dress, even your IQ, how much money you have in the bank, how good you look, the style of your hair, the size of your car, the size of your house, whether you rent or own a house, and all other details in your life, those are all choices because the power is in your hands. A lot of people would have a problem with this. After all, who in their right mind would choose to be poor, oppressed, or burdened? Who in their right mind would choose to live a life of powerlessness, of limited choices? Well, these are illusions. Ultimately, your external life. I'm talking about things that people can readily observe. Is a production of eternal choice. If you start choosing internal realities differently, sooner or later they will bubble up to the surface. It's not going to happen overnight, but these changes are undeniable as long as they're consistent. As long as your mind has totally shifted direction, sooner or later your thoughts will be manifest into reality, into your life. That is just the truth, because the power is in your hands. You start dressing differently. You start talking about things differently. You start expressing a different kind of attitude. Sooner or later, you start behaving differently. As I keep saying throughout all of these podcasts in the series of the art of living in the now, the world doesn't care about your feelings. It really doesn't care about your emotions. The world doesn't care that you have certain emotional issues and that's why you're 50 pounds overweight. All the world sees is that you have extra weight. The world doesn't know, nor they care, that you are scared of certain things, and that's why you have the job you have and pays very little. All it sees is a person making very little money. That's why it's really important to reclaim your power, to choose, because ultimately, if you want your life to change and produce certain outcomes, these will all flow from your internal choices. This is why it's really important to make those internal choices. There are only really three questions that you need to wrap your mind around. What are your ideals? What are your values? Does everything line up? Only you can answer these questions. Everybody is different. Some people are content with a few bucks and food on the table. Other people want to travel. They want to learn all they can learn. They want to experience the very best that life has to offer. Others like change. They like challenge. They like adventure. They like to discover the new world. Again, everybody is different. But what's most important is that you are mindful of what you want for yourself. What's important is that you have a clear idea of what your purpose is. Unfortunately, when you think that you have a grand objective, chances are you pick them up somewhere. It's not unusual for children to live the lives of their parents. It's not unusual for children to inherit the conflicts and frustrations and ambitions of their parents. I'm telling you, life is too short for that. You shouldn't live your life for your parents. You should live your life for yourself. Live it to its fullest. Your parents had their chance. Let that go. Focus on what makes sense to you. This is your purpose. This is your life purpose. You have all these deadlines and big projects and need to complete. Unfortunately, the more you complete them, the thicker the fog. Eventually, it starts to dawn on you that you're doing it. Why? Because it's pointless. It doesn't matter how. Mission's critical. The project is critical. It doesn't matter how much money you will make with the project. You still end up in the same place. When you live your purpose, all the fog clears up and you see that straight line to where you want to go. Similarly, purpose flows from integrity. Integrity is one word you don't hear much nowadays. Usually when people use the word integrity, they often talk about the ability to tell the truth. They talk about living life with character. While that's important and everything, I use the word integrity in a very limited sense. When you live with integrity, you focus like a laser on the outcome you would like for your life, and you act accordingly. Everything you do leads to that outcome. That is a life of integrity because your actions line up with your ideals, your values, your grand objectives. You're taking the power back into your hands. Believe it or not, living life with integrity and prioritizing integrity leads to real life. You feel like your actions have consequences. You feel like every moment that you waste chasing your tail has a consequence, just like having some sort of personal GPS. You keep getting redirected to where you need to go. Each step that you take has more meaning. It's not just something that you do as part of the course. You don't feel like you're just getting through the motions. In fact, if you become so disciplined, every breath you take feels like an opportunity and a blessing at the same time. That's the power of integrity flowing from purpose and you taking back the power of in your hands. If you haven't subscribed to my podcast, please do so now. I want to encourage you to do that today. I don't want you to miss an episode. If you have any comments or suggestions for show topics, just drop me a line at rose@thedivineenlightenment.com. Don't forget to check out my website, thedivineenlightenment.com. Get your free ebook, Think and Aim Big. While you're feeling the love, I'd be grateful if you had left me a review on your podcast hosting site. This will help others, listeners, find me. Next week's topic will be on refocus. Have a beautiful day.